Welcome back to Time for Nach. It's Dira Yamin Beis Peret Chaf Hei, and Matzia is now in charge. He's the king, Yosha's son. He begins his reign by executing the people who killed his father. He gathered his troops, 400,000 in total, from Yisrael Yehuda to fight the people of Seir. Meanwhile, a Navi comes to Matzia and says, look, send home the people from the kingdom of Yisrael, the extra 100,000. Hashem is going to send victory without the extra personnel. Amatzia listened, he defeats Yisrael, but the people of Yisrael, sorry, he defeats Seir, but the people of Yisrael, as you can imagine, they're angry. They were sent home, even though they were paid fully, but they're still angry. They attacked Yehuda while Yehuda was fighting Seir, and they killed 3,000 people. Amatzia, meanwhile, brings idols from Seir and starts serving them. Again, what wealth, and I guess, is it covered? I don't know what can do to you. The way the Chovas of Ovis says that, you know, in Parashas Matos, there's the he talks about the challenge, or in reference to Parashas Matos, he talks about the challenge of coming back from war, not fighting war, challenge of coming back from war that you've won and not being overly haughty. Hashem sends a Navi to rebuke Amatzia. Amatzia refuses to listen. He then invites Yoash, who's the king of Yisrael, not to be confused with Amatzia's father, to war. Yoash replies by comparing Amatzia to a thorn in the forest. He says, why are you picking a fight with a mighty, mighty cedar tree? Amatzia carries on. The kingdom of Yisrael beat the king of Yehuda. They capture Amatzia and they make a 400 amma hole in the wall of Yerushalayim. Massive hole. And they plunder the king, Beis Hamikdash treasury. Amatzia runs to Lachish and he is eventually killed by a rebellion over there. That's Peret Chafei.